Blog Talk Radio.
This is Robert Sear. You're listening to Gospel Excellence with your angel of the airwaves, Bobby D. The best gospel in praise.
None other than Handel's Messiah. You probably thought you were on the wrong station, right? Did I trick you? I must have tricked you. You probably thought you were on the wrong show. Oh, I must say, I absolutely love that. Every valley, excuse me, every valley shall be exalted. And that's actually coming from the King James Version, Isaiah 44, verses 4 through 5. And let me read that a little bit to you because, you know, I just love Christmas. I love the Bible. I just love this. So Isaiah 40, verses 4 through 5, read, "Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Woo! Now that's deep. And of course, you know, that's originally from Handel's Messiah, but that is Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration. Is that not beautiful or what? I mean, oh, just beautiful. And you happened in on the show on the right day. And I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. I want to introduce myself. I probably should, right? If this is your first time with me, welcome aboard. This is the Angel of the Airwaves. And guess what show this is? Gospel Excellence. This is Christmas Part 2. And guess what we are going to be doing? We are going to be enjoying the music from Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration. No, we're not going to listen to the actual Handel's Messiah, right? Well, we did a little bit there, right? That's a beautiful little mix of the original Handel's Messiah, and I've got some information about that, and then mix it with the soulful celebration. Broadcasting from Pandemic Press Media Studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's the CCI Radio Show audio podcast sponsored by Vibrant Souls Health and Wellness. Please follow Vibrant Souls on Instagram or email them at vibrantsouls@gmail.com. I want to welcome you to the Cup House, and I just thank you so much for being with me this amazing Sunday morning. I mean, and it's the Christmas holiday. How else, you know, how else would you want to celebrate, right? So this is what we're going to do. I've got a lot of information for you, but we're going to jump right in to the music first, okay? If that's okay with you. So, there are so many wonderful songs on Handel's Messiah, Soulful Celebration, and there are various artists that are a part of this. But what we're going to do is we are going to jump right into Comfort Ye My People. Are you ready for that? Because it's amazing. Are you ready? I think you are. All right. Here we go. Comfort ye, my people. Off the Handles Messiah, a soulful celebration. That is Daryl Coley and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. And it's interesting because all of these songs were adapted by gospel artists from the original Handel's Messiah, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful album. But Handel's Messiah is also beautiful, and at this point in the year, it's very interesting. At least here in Pittsburgh, I've noticed that they only have one performance in one of our main show areas in downtown Pittsburgh. Only one. So you only get one chance, unless, you know, it's happening at somebody's church or something like that. And it's just a beautiful arrangement. If you like, or I should say, if you love the music of Handel's Messiah, A Soulful Celebration, I do suggest that you give it a try. You know, give it a try. I know it's operatic and all of that, but it's beautifully done. It's beautifully put together, and you will not be disappointed. Trust me. Also, I'm going to let you know about our YouTube channel. It's the CCI Radio Show, and I want you to go there, like, click, share, subscribe. We always have some type of contest going on, so check it out. It's the CCI Radio Show on YouTube. We have a Cash App. It's Pandemic Press Media, PayPal, Pandemic Press Publishing, and Venmo, Sam Bob C. If you ever want to bless us, you could do that right there. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are also on Threads. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we are CCI, SB Global, P Press Media, and Pandemic PP. And on Threads, we are CCI, SB Global, the CCI Radio Show. If you would like to advertise your business with Pandemic Press Media and have your ad run right here on our shows, you can email pandemicpm@gmail.com for more information. Also, if you have any requests for the show or any artists that you would like to hear featured, DM us on the, let me see, how about, you know what, all three of our pages, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we will do our best to get that out there for you. Also, it is Christmas time, so I'm going to tell you about a few things right now. If you love soaps and lip balms, I suggest that you go to pandemicpresspublishing.com and search the Cub House merch store. There are so many things going on there. Get your order in now. It is done. Orders are by request only, so do that right now because we have about one more week, so probably until this time on Saturday the 16th, if you want something before Christmas. So contact us right away. Also, we would love for you to add these books and periodicals to your collection. First, the 2023 holiday edition of Pandemic Press Media is available, featuring the very talented gospel artist, Char Jones. Second, I would love for you to pick up my newest release, hashtag Mrs. Cubbage's Teaching Diaries, the series part one. Also, get your copy of my hubby Sam C's debut book, Hey Boy, a tribute to my dad, Sam J. Cubbage Sr. All of these things are available at lulu.com. And we would also like to thank our audio contributors. You heard Robert Sear right there, screenwriter extraordinaire right there. We call him the wizard. He was right at the beginning of the show. So thank you so much, Robert, for being a part of today's show. But we also like to thank the rest of our audio contributors that I'm sure that you have heard on all of our shows if you've followed for a while. We've got the actor extraordinaire Lester Green, the beautiful and amazing singer-songwriter Summer Rae, and, of course, the latest addition to our group is radio show, Pandemic Press Media Family. And as I said, you will be hearing their voices in rotation on this show, Gospel Excellence, Love Notes, Back to the 80s and Back to the 90s podcast. So make sure you give them a shout out, especially if you know them, right? Of course. And also one more thing, as far as Christmas gifts, please go to, and I invite you to visit Donetta's Avon store. There you will find wonderful items for Christmas. I myself have to finish my order. You know, you have so many things and so many cards. I have to get that order finished. Get that in today. So we don't have a lot of time for Christmas, getting, you know, Christmas packages and stuff together. So do it today. Go to youravon.com/DANETTAHARDY right now and see all of the wonderful Christmas items and just things for the year, things that you need. So do it right now. Now, after all of that, so much to hear right there, I've got, okay, what do I have here? Sam C. always gives me such great songs to choose from that I just have a hard time choosing. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to enjoy. How about this? And the glory of the Lord. How about that? Does that sound good? All right, we're going to do that right now. Isn't that beautiful? And the glory of the Lord. That's Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration. And that was Diane Reeves. That is beautiful. I told you there are a variety of artists on this track. And it's actually just an amazing take on George Frideric Handel's Messiah. Absolutely beautiful. I'm just going to give you a little bit of information about him, about Handel. He, believe it or not, is consistently recognized as one of the greatest composers of his age, and that was, and let me see, he was born March 5th, well, they think March 5th or February 23rd, that's interesting, 1685 in Prussia, and he died April 14th, 1759 in London, England at the age of 74, and they're saying that his remains are in Westminster Abbey. He, of course, wrote several several operas, and I do believe, I'm trying to quickly find this, I do believe that his several, okay, here we go, he started three commercial opera companies to supply the English nobility with Italian opera. In 1737, he had a physical breakdown, changed directions creatively and addressed the middle class, and made a transition to English choral works. After his success with Messiah, which he started that in 1742, he never composed an Italian opera again. Then he started doing water music, music for the Royal Fireworks. Those particular operas remain steadfastly popular, believe it or not. And one of his four coronation anthems, Zadok the Priest, has been performed at every British coronation since 1727. Almost blind, listen to this, he died in 1759, a respected and rich man, and was given a state funeral at Westminster Abbey. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. He composed more than 40 opere serie over a period of more than 30 years, and since the late 1960s, interest in Handel's music has grown. The musicologist Winton Dean wrote that, quote, Handel was not only a great composer, he was a dramatic genius of the first order. His music was admired by classical era composers, especially Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven. It's absolutely amazing. And one, and I'm getting that information from Wikipedia.org, of course, so type in George Frideric Handel if you would like to read more. And one of the things that most people don't realize is that, especially in church, you know, and every, now, well, I don't want to say every now and again, but definitely during this season, right, you hear the Hallelujah Choir, right? Now, I don't know, or the Hallelujah Chorus, which lots of people also like to say, and I don't know if you realize that it was Handel, right? That Hallelujah Chorus or choir comes from Handel's Messiah. And let me see. I want to play just a couple of seconds from Handel's Messiah, Hallelujah Chorus, the St. Paul Chamber, and just a little bit. And then I'm going to kind of tie things together. Just tie things together really quickly because I, of course, want to end with Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration, the Hallelujah Chorus. But I want you to hear the original. Here you go. Let's see if I could get this up and running here. Let me see, because I think it's very interesting, the difference, but it's all still beautiful.
Six, seconds. 'Tis the season for chicken fingers at Raising Cane's. Warm up with hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers, crispy, crinkle-cut fries, garlicky, buttered Texas toast, and the real source of holiday magic, Cane sauce. And while you're treating yourself, don't forget to treat everyone on your list to Cane's gift cards and New York City-inspired plush puppies that benefit pet organizations. Happy holidays from Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.